Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service. You can also visit us at www.irs.gov. To continue in English, press 1.
Para continuar,
we currently are experiencing high call volumes. IRS.gov allows you to check your refund, get a tax form, or find answers to tax law questions. You can also access your account online to view the amount you owe, view your payment history, make a payment, or get a transcript of your tax records. Go to irs.gov/account for more details. If you choose to wait, your call will be processed in the order it was received. For questions about your refund, or to check the status of your Form 1040X, amended tax return, press 1. For answers about your personal income taxes, or to order a tax transcript, press 2. If you are filing your return electronically, and need to order a transcript to obtain your prior year AGI, press 7. For questions about a form you have already submitted, or a payment, or to order a tax transcript, press 1. For questions about tax rules, or for questions about your refund, or to check the status of your Form 1040X, amended tax return, press 1. If you need an account or tax return transcript, press 2. For all other questions about your tax history or payment, press 3. To repeat this,
to find out how to correct the form you already filed, press 1. For all other questions about your tax history or payment, press 2. To repeat, please wait. To access your account information, please enter the Social Security number or employer identification number for which you are calling. If you entered a Social Security number, press 1 now. If you entered an employer identification number, press 2 now. The Social Security number you entered was 0639879119. If this is correct, press 1 now. If this is not, please listen to the following 7 topics. Press the number given when you hear your topic. If you have your notice, letter, or bill, and want to set up a payment plan, press 1. If you want to know the amount needed to pay your bill in full, press 2. To request a transcript of your tax return or a transcript of your account, press 3. To verify we received a payment you made, press 4. For a detailed review of your account information, press 5. If your question is about your personal identification number or PIN that was established to use our automated system, or you have a question about the account you established to access your account information on the internet, press 6. If you received a notice, letter, or bill and want to know if the innocent spouse rule applies to you, press 7. To hear the topics again, press 9. If you have not heard your topic, please hold. If you owe money and agree with the amount you owe, press 1. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while we transfer your call. Please wait.
You can generally expect the IRS to issue your refund in less than 21 days after submitting an e-filed return, or 6 weeks after mailing a paper return. We can only research the status of your refund if it's been more than 21 days since you filed electronically, or more than 6 weeks if you submitted a paper return. However, based on the PATH Act of 2015, if you claimed either the Earned Income Credit or Additional Child Tax Credit, the IRS can't issue your refund before February 15th. While the IRS will begin to release these refunds starting February 15th, your refund likely won't arrive in your bank account or debit card until the week of February 27th. If there are no processing issues with the tax return and you chose direct deposit, the best way to check the status of your refund is by using our automated Where's My Refund information tool, which is updated daily. You'll find Where's My Refund on our website at irs.gov or our free IRS2Go mobile app. and through our toll-free number at 800-829-1954. Where's My Refund is fast, accurate, available anytime, and provides information specific to your tax refund.
We estimate your wait time to be between 30 and 60 minutes. We apologize for your delay. Our customers are answered in the order received, so please do not hang up. The next available representative will be with you as soon as possible.
Careful not to fall victim to telephone call scams that impersonate the IRS. The real IRS will not call you to demand immediate payment, nor will we call about taxes owed, without first having mailed you a bill. The IRS never calls asking for your credit card, debit card, or prepaid card information over the telephone. For more information, go to www.irs.gov and type in keyword scam. Can generally expect the IRS to issue your refund in less than 21 days after submitting an e-filed return, or 6 weeks after mailing a paper return. We can only research the status of your refund if it's been more than 21 days since you filed electronically, or more than 6 weeks if you submitted a paper return. However, based on the PATH Act of 2015, if you claimed either the Earned Income Credit or Additional Child Tax Credit, the IRS can't issue your refund before February 15th. While the IRS will begin to release these refunds starting February 15th, your refund likely won't arrive in your bank account or debit card until the week of February 27th, if there are no processing issues with the tax return and you chose direct deposit. To get the most current information about your refund, use our automated refund information tool called Where's My Refund? It's located on our website at irs.gov, or our free IRS TruGo mobile app, and through our toll-free number at 800-829-1954. Where's My Refund is fast, accurate, available anytime, and provides information specific to your tax refund. To protect your privacy, you will need to provide your full name as it appears on your last tax return, Social Security number, or Individual Taxpayer Identification Number, ITIN, date of birth, and current address. If you do not have this information, please call us again when you have it available. It may be helpful to have a copy of the tax return in question when you call us. Need a copy of your tax transcript? There's no need to wait for a telephone assister. The fastest and easiest way for an individual taxpayer with an SSN to get a transcript is go to irs.gov and select Get Transcript. If you are calling about making a payment, electronic payment options can be found at irs.gov/payments. These include payments from your bank account using IRS Direct Pay or payments by debit or credit card through a service provider. IRS representatives cannot take your payment over the phone. You can pay your tax bill or make an estimated tax payment using IRS Direct Pay directly from your checking or savings account. IRS Direct Pay is free, easy to use, and available on our website at www.irs.gov/payments. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Thank you.
Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Thank you. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Our representatives are still helping up customers. Please continue to hold.
Thank you.
representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold.
מצוות הסלע ייראה.
Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Please wait.
Good morning, Internal Revenue Service, Customer Service Division. This is Mr. Davis. My identification number is 1-000-172-831. How can I help you?
Hello, Mr. Davis. My name is Benny. My social security number is, just a second, it's 063-98-7919. I'm calling from Israel.
Yeah, you received a letter from us?
No, I received nothing. I have on December 15, I have sent my 1040s for the years 2012 and 2013. And there's a refund there, and I haven't heard from you since. So it's like 2 years now, almost.
Well, December of 2015,
correct.
16,
2015. On 2015,
right,
that's 2 years ago, I submitted 1040s for the years 12 and 13. And I haven't heard about them since. So I'm checking the status.
Okay. And have you filed 14, 15, and 16 tax returns?
No, not yet. That's how I noticed. I'm working on them right now, and I noticed that I didn't hear about those yet. So I'm
all right.
Grab the opportunity.
Well, why don't you give me the name, your name, and if there's another name on there, both names, and
my
the
name
address
is
you would put on the returns you filed?
My name is Benjamin Joshua Hochster. That's H-O-C-H-S-T-E-R. And my wife is Ronit. That's R-O-N-I-T. The same
okay.
surname.
What address would you put on the returns? Sure.
13 Nachal Katlav Street, Beit Shemesh, Israel.
Okay. Is that a single family home or an apartment?
It's a single
or?
Family home, yeah. It's joint.
Okay. And your date of birth?
November 3rd, 1971.
And your wife's date of birth?
August
1st,
1976. Hello, are you still with me?
I am still with you, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the last return that we have on file is 11. You said 12 and 13 are the two that you mailed
correct.
In, correct?
Correct. I have this, I have the, I don't know how you call it, the slip, FedEx slip that has been sent to you. And it,
okay.
the date is, I don't see a date right here, but it's 2015 sometime.
Okay.
Yes, December 17th, 2015.
Okay, Mr. Hotzner, I'm going to put you on hold momentarily, pull some additional information up, and I'll come right back.
Please,
okay?
I'm waiting. Thank you very much, sir.
Sure, no problem.
Hello, Mr. Barrett. מה מיוחד במלבן? מה הקשר בין הקווים שלו? לא, מלבן הקווים לא שווים. הם לא, הם גם מקבילים, האלה שממול. אבל שואלים אותי BC, נכון? A, B, C, A, B, C. מה הקשר בינו לבינו? לא, מאונח לו. מה זה אומר? שאנחנו יכולים לדעת מה השיפוע ש...
אנחנו לא יכולים לדעת קו שהוא מאונח
אליו? לא, עוד פעם. A, B, C. זה לא יכול להיות שהוא מקביל אליו.